It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
If you were on Interstate 40 in Tennessee, west of Nashville, not long before dark last night, you might have seen those two dozen police cars in a caravan with their lights flashing. The lawmen were escorting the body of slain Sheriff's Deputy Sergeant Daniel Baker of the Dixon County, Tennessee Sheriff's Department. His body was found yesterday morning after the officer had responded to the call of a suspicious vehicle. The search for his suspected killer continued through the night. Sergeant Baker, a former Marine who had been a sheriff's deputy for 10 years, is survived by a wife and a young daughter. On his Facebook page, Daniel Baker quoted from the scriptures, Matthew 5:9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." From This Week in Agribusiness, even if the House of Representatives passes a farm bill next month, and that's a big if, the Senate's bill will be different. And those differing versions will have to be resolved in a conference committee. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, said yesterday in Manhattan, Kansas, he hopes to have his panel act on the bill as soon as next Wednesday. But he acknowledged that date could be what he called a moving target. Did you get some of that subtropical storm rain? In Michigan, there was a narrow band from South Haven up toward Cadillac that got about a half inch to an inch. A fairly significant swath of rain left at least an inch of rain from Clarksville, Tennessee toward Chicago. But it certainly was not complete. And some farmer friends of mine who needed rain in the region around Kankakee, Illinois, had only very light amounts. The best rain out of this episode right across the heartland here appeared to be a few spots between Sterling, Illinois, and Peoria, Illinois, that got 3 to 5 inches. Chicago last night broke a record that had stood since World War II for the wettest month of May. Are you aware of this? Tomorrow is National Donut Day. Not to be confused with International Jelly-Filled Donut Day, that's June 8th, or National Cream-Filled Donut Day, that's September 14th. Then there's National Boston Cream Pie Day. That's October 23rd. And you're saying, you know a lot about this, Max. Hey, listen, I didn't get this body by avoiding donuts, pal. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.